Hello and welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunili and this is my diary you're listening to. On this platform, my goal is to become my most spiritual, smart and sexy self. And of course, I'm inviting you on this journey. In the last few months, I've been focusing on what it means to be in my call, my most audacious self. And that's how we had the Staying in Your Call series. We built upon it last month with the Line Upon Line series. And now we have the Releasing Your Voice series. So last week, which is the first episode of the Releasing Your Voice series, we covered Before You Know Your Voice. Before You Know Your Voice. And today I am going to Baby Voice. I don't know about you, but I've had babies around me. I've been privileged to live in the same premises as a crèche. And then you have these kids coming their first few months, they can't say a word. When they need water, they really can't say water. So they either go to where the water is and point at it, or they cry when you're giving someone else water, or they just start crying and you keep giving them all the options till you get water. Right. Because obviously they can't speak. Then a time comes where they can say it, however distorted that is. But again, they can't say it beyond what they hear anyway. So if you're getting water around the child, you want to make sure you're not telling them, take. No, you want to make sure you're saying water, water. Like you're mentioning it so that they can identify what that thing is by name and call it by name. That way they learn to speak faster. There's a small baby in the house, Kiland. Kiland's elder brother's name is Akon. And Kiland is fond of Akon, obviously. And Akon's name was easy to call. When Kiland learned to mention Akon's name, it was the height of it. I mean, I don't think anyone has done repetition that good. He just goes, Akon, Akon. And he can call Akon's name 20, 30 times in a row. You know why? That's what he knows. See, in your baby voice, you repeat what you know. You regurgitate what you've heard, what you've seen, what you've consumed. That's what you regurgitate. And there's nothing wrong with regurgitation. Regurgitation is a degree of learning. You cannot regurgitate what you've not consumed. The issue is many of us want to wake up and be experts. I mean, we want to pick up one book, just one book, and be experts. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You don't read one article of 1,500 words online, and then you come online and suddenly you're an expert at A, B, and C. You can't watch two YouTube videos of 5 minutes and now say you are a skinny corn champion. No, you're not. You're not. You're not putting the hours. So can we be humble enough today and go back to baby voice? When kids speak, they speak what they've heard. So if I meet a two-year-old who calls someone a bitch, it means someone uses the word bitch around them. When I hear two, three-year-olds who use the word fuck, I know there's someone around them who uses that term. Because a child's mind is tabula rasa. For everything you've never learned, everything you've never taken attention, everything you've never been around, you're tabula rasa towards it. Even though sometimes we have information that transfer and integrates themselves, yes. But if you've never been... Okay, it's like the way Nigerians react to Chinese dishes. I mean, it freaks us out. When we watch Chinese restaurants on TV, the average Nigerian freaks out, man. Because what are they eating? What is that? Or when we're watching Asian movies and they have these 1,000 plates decorated on their table and it's lunch or dinner, you're looking at them like, wow, guys, you're going to eat that many plates of food? But the same thing happens when people from other countries look at us in Nigeria. Like, why would you want to eat one food when you can have 6 tiny different plates? Yeah, we don't have time. Yeah, that's a knowledge. That's a response system. That knowledge over a period of time has created a response system for us. Regarding using your baby voice, if you have been learning, if you have been reading, if you have acknowledged that you don't know everything, if you are following other people you can learn from, then the next thing that would happen is that you will develop a baby voice. And here's the benefit of a baby voice. Number one, you can't be held accountable for what you say. Yes. Let me give you an example. Social media. If you see some accounts on social media, it's full of quotes. A quote by A, B, and C. A quote, if you are going to hold them for anything, the only thing you can hold them for is probably they quoted somebody wrong or they quoted someone and they didn't get the name of the person right. That's the only thing you can hold them for. It's a baby voice stage. A baby voice stage is dependent on other people's knowledge. A baby voice is technically dependent on other people. So if you've been learning and you want to teach, for example, you would teach the 6 steps of A, B, and C person. Strategy as taught by Sun Tzu. You would quote other people. You would imitate other people. That's a natural phase of learning. And that's not a big deal. It's okay to be here. So if you're listening to me and this is the phase where you are in, don't be intimidated by people who have large stages. There is benefits to being at this stage. Benefit number one is that you don't have to take responsibility. And because you don't have to take responsibility, you are more bold. I mean, if a quote is wrong, you could say, well, it's not me, it's so-and-so person. But you can still post another one. Do you get? That gives you opportunity to be on stages. Number two, that boldness is going to allow you grow. Because now you need to quote other people. You are forced to go read more, learn more, find more content. Right? You get to do the same thing over and over and over. That's good for you. That's good for your boldness. Number three, it gives you more visibility. Many times you feel, well, I don't know enough. By the time you know enough, you would have no stage. Because you were supposed to be building your stage from your baby voice. Yes. Yes. You don't wait until you have 7 degrees, 5 masters, 3 PhDs before you do anything. No. That little you know, put it out there. It could be as much as just making it a single slide quote on Instagram. Over a period of time, people know, oh, this person likes to read. Then they start sending you useful books. People start referring you to go, oh, have you heard of so-so person? You should check him out. You check out the person and realize their content is good for you. By simply using your baby voice, you are saying to people, you're saying to, for lack of a better word, you're saying to the universe that I'm open. I'm open for more opportunities to learn. There is the popular quote that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you use your baby voice, that's what you're saying. I'm ready. My teacher can now appear. No serious-minded, busy person takes up mentoring someone who's not doing anything. Absolutely not. They don't have the time to. Nobody has the time to prep you. But if you are not showing us you are prepped, how do we know? How do we take the risk of investing our time, energy, and resources into you? How? So how do you release your voice? Use what you have. That's what using your baby voice simply means. It means using what you have. Even if what you have is a page of book, as long as you're not coming out here to say, oh, this is the law. Because that's another problem. Some people come out and make it sound like this is the law. If you're not doing this, you're wrong. And you can't tell, okay, this person is absolutely ignorant and absolutely uneducated on this topic. That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying use the little you have. Step out with it. Yeah, you might not be able to hold an audience of 1,000 spellbound. But you could hold a 5-minute conversation with your friends and be able to deliver your point assertively. You're building boldness, you're building stage, you're building charisma for when you have a larger stage. You're building charisma for when you have a stronger message. You're building charisma for when you have your own voice. So at baby voice stage, you are regurgitating other people. Now comes the important question. Who are you listening to? Because there is a tendency that at this phase, everything sounds like the right thing. Because you don't yet have your own opinions. You're still checking out a bit of this, a bit of that. Does it work? Should I try it? Do I explore? They say experience is the best teacher. But I'm weary of that quote. I'm weary because people interpret it as my experience is the best teacher. No, experience generally is the best teacher. So you don't have to experience every negativity. Go look for someone who has the experience. Go out there. The more you know and the more you step out, the more people refer you to information that makes you know, oh, okay, I can read this, I can study this. I should check out that. I should know about that. But you might not have access to it. So go look for someone who has that experience. This is where mentoring comes in. Go look for someone who has that experience. But how do you decide who a mentor should be or who you should look up to as a role model at this point? Value systems. I'm not giving you bullet points 1, 2, 3 today. Value systems. Guys, value systems will save you. You don't subscribe to a personal. You subscribe to a value. The day I stop giving you value that takes you towards your spiritual, smart, and sexy self, the day the things I tell you here doesn't help you become a more spiritual person or doesn't help you handle your life in a smart way or doesn't help you handle your sex life, your relationship, your body, the day it doesn't, the tendency that you leave is high. Well, the tendency, the correctness for you to leave is there. Because that's what I promised you. So whoever you are choosing, you want to check out what's their value system. Some people have the knowledge you need, but nobody thrives under them. I'm sure we've all met one or two people like that. They have the knowledge you need, but nobody thrives under them. So you're going to decide, I'm going to get close to this person, but I'm always going to have one leg out the door, which is not a very easy life. Or I'm going to leave this person in 2 years. I'm going to learn A, B, and C from them, and I'm going to leave in 6 months. You do this a lot with employment. You get into an office environment and you tell yourself, I'm going to be out of here in exactly 1 year, 6 months. Because you probably don't agree with something, or you know they cannot grow you to a degree you want. So check out the value systems of this person. What are they like as a faith person? What are they like professionally? What are they like every day? Are they rude? Are they condescending? Do they insult the people that work with them? Do they have your stance on faith? What are they like when it comes to positivity? Are they so conscious of what's happening that they're negative people? Do they let their mentees and the people who look up to them, do they let them grow? Are they intimidating? You know, a person can be intimidating in your mind because of how smart they are. But then there are people that try to intimidate you with knowledge. You want to check that out. This person is amazing. They sound smart, but are they narcissistic? You want to look at all of those before you submit to someone at this stage. Because at this stage, you're still fragile. You don't have an opinion. The last thing you want is for someone to warp your mind. I hope this helps. I don't know if I covered all your questions. If I didn't, I am begging you, please send me a message on Instagram and on Twitter. Search for Minister Liza. MinisterLiza. Minister Liza. Same thing for my website, www.ministerliza.xyz. Just send me a message and I'll respond to you directly if you want me to, or I'll respond as a podcast episode. All right, until next week when we deal with listening for your voice. Listening for your voice. Have a great weekend. Bye.